Wow. The last thing I expected to find myself listening to when I turned on my iPhone after lunch in Nando's in Cork today at just after 3 o'clock was a piece of audio from Christian Payne documentary like the one I've just listened to. I wasn't at all surprised to hear that he was in Manchester in the United States, that he was in New Hampshire, that he was over there running workshops, five of them. That didn't surprise me at all. I was looking forward to listening to what he had to say again about being in the United States. I'm used to you, Christian, doing your thing, going to places, being yourself. You have an identity in my imagination. We've never met face to face, but it goes on a few years now that I've been tuning in to fragments of your life. And there is a sense, I think, in which with strong brands, that all you need is a fragment of their life in order to feel that you're in touch with the whole of it. Now, a little example would be you just need to see a little bit of Mickey Mouse's ears, and you know the character. The character comes flooding back. You don't actually have to see the whole character in order to be able to appreciate that you're in the presence of Mickey Mouse. And I always feel the same way with the documentaries, audio work, that I don't actually need to go running around looking at his website and looking at all the other parts of his life, which, you know, would be very interesting. And whenever I have, I found them interesting. But I've always felt that just having a little bit is enough, really. The rest can exist in imagination. But that's because of a special reason. That's because of the consistency of the person. The sense I have that I'm safe in his company. He won't suddenly, be a different type of person to what he's been before. He'll be in different places, but I don't just mean his value set, but I'll just use that word to signify everything else. His character, personality, they're all solid and they're all enduring. They're all memorable, and one of the easiest people to remember what they're like when I turn on a piece of audio is documentary. And then I get it's not as big a shock as it could have been. It would have been a bigger shock if he was kind of like piss drunk and rolling around the floor and, you know, smoking a spliff and, you know, swearing. Now that would have been a bit of a shock, to put it very mildly. It's the fact that you've been offered, to write your own job, and you're very attracted by it. I'm in two minds, you see. I kind of wish I was talking to the man, so you'll feel me moving between you and he, and I'm not worried about that. But I just want to say that I wish I was beside you now while I'm talking about this, because, you know, I suppose I'm empathizing with what I imagine to be your dilemma, really, how to make a decision. And the reason I'm saying anything at all is that I have something to offer, I think. I want to give you a phrase that came to me via Roger Overall, from a man that Roger Overall greatly admires as one of the greatest, probably second greatest documentary photographer in Roger Overall's world, Doug Menuez. Doug Menuez, in a nutshell, is now paid by companies to do what he wants to do. And he goes around the world taking photographs. Companies use whatever they want from his photographs. The companies don't tell him where to photograph. The companies don't tell him what to do. The companies use his work to complement their work. But he is being paid to do his work. And he's not a hired hand in any sense, except he does happen to have money coming in from a source. And this is from a man who's had a big business in the past and has nearly gone under by working himself to death while building up the most impressive collection of photographs of Silicon Valley life during the 1980s and 90s, as I understand it. Now, Doug's work is only brought to my attention by Roger, but when I have looked at it, it's wonderful work. And but his phrase, we want, quote, to be paid to do exactly what we want to do. Now, you can dress the phrase around. I may not be quoting Doug Menuhin exactly. But I now think, Christian, you're in a situation where somebody wants you and somebody has said, well, look, write the job description. And you're wondering, but how on earth can I cope with the fact that I am dependent. I am linked. I'm connected in with the people who have helped me to be who I am today. And those people aren't all in Manchester in the United States. And those people aren't, the kind of people that I'll meet in an office tomorrow. So I'm leading up to the point of wondering whether when you do come around to having your first go at writing down what is the job you would be interested in doing, why you don't write down the job as you'd like to do it, irrespective of whether the university would allow you to do it, and say, look, a little thing, that if you suddenly got a phone call from somebody who said, look, come to the Lebanon, I need you to talk to some people in the Lebanon next week, that you'd be as free to go as you would have been if you'd been in the UK and somebody had gave you a similar invitation. In other words, that you simply move your flexibility to a global level. You go to the United States, you say, right, I'm simply going to be hanging out in the States. But your friends and relations or whatever, you just have to be able to fly back to Europe as often as you would want. And okay, you're away for a while in the States, but if you went to Sweden to do work for 3 weeks, you'd be away from the UK for a while. So you just have to say, look, I need the freedom to move away from this campus and to go to California when I feel like it, or when somebody says, I want you in California. In other words, you have to be a worker based in the university, who will work hard for the university when you're there, but who is now a living symbol of the flexibility and innovative approach of that particular university, because you move way beyond campus. And of course you would, if you were an employee of the university, you would be a representative of the university. But they undoubtedly think that they would want you to represent them because they're offering you a job. And if somebody offers you a job in a university, it means that they are saying, we would like you to represent us. So they're happy for you to represent them. The only issue, as far as I can see, that is a big issue, and I'm not trivializing it, is how much freedom you're going to allow yourself to demand. So that's the point. I'd really be encouraging you to not make up your mind until you've actually been able to say to them, well, this is what I actually want. I would do the job like this, my way. So that there will be a seamless kind of connection between your way, which has always been your way, and your way applied out of a base in the United States, Anyway, I felt I couldn't sort of just listen to what you had to say. I felt I had to sort of speak as if, because you're right, other people will be watching, other people will listen to what you have to say, other people will have hopes and fears and wishes and expectations. You're not alone. It isn't just you and your family. There is a wider community. We all do actually matter. I'm not claiming any right to influence you, but all I'm saying is that I'm very, very interested in what happens next.